Welcome to another episode. I'm Sabrina Lynn, and this is Rewilding. All right, we've got a super new moon coming up in Pisces on the 10th. This is the door opener to eclipse season. Actually, some of us are probably already feeling this eclipse season coming up. Eclipses are March 25th and April 8th. It's a big one. This new moon is really, it's really bringing us into the new. I know we've been talking about this, going into the new, moving into the new, but now it's like, let me dissolve your boundaries, Pisces, and get a warrior on your side, Mars, to move you into the new, Uranus, and help you to heal the things that are in your way, Chiron and Hygieia, so that you can express your greatest, truest, most alive and aligned self possible in this moment. North and South Node eclipses, right? Like, that's the energy. To me, this is also, we talk a lot about sexual energy in this conversation and sexual healing and sacred sexuality and what is sexual energy, this creative life force energy within ourselves and this vitality and how it, you know, supports our health and it supports our loving and it supports our ability to connect and supports our ability to be in our bodies and all of these things. This is a really sexual new moon. So Priapus, interesting archetype that I've not talked about previously. He's conjunct this new moon. Lilith is opposing this new moon. So they're always kind of in opposition. Lilith, Black Moon Lilith and Priapus, they're moon calculations. But interesting that they are right on this moon and they're really asking us to open up to more sexual energy, to heal our sexual energy, to heal our thoughts around sexuality, not just because it's in an eclipse season, it's really not just because, you know, we want to have better sex or we want to experience more pleasure or, you know, whatever. It's that this energy in you is much, much more than just sexual expression. This energy within you is a sacred power. It is a sacred force, and let us show you how this can fuel your evolutionary path. Let us show you how this energy can propel you forward into your truest, greatest expression of self. That's this new moon, and I'm crazy excited for it. Crazy excited for it. If you don't have a way to work with that energy, join membership. Come join us in Rewilding. We just worked in this territory. We're gonna work in it again in April. I'm gonna throw in a bunch of bonuses this month, and it's only $14. I know, it's only $14. If you're not a member of Rewilding membership already, $14 for your first month. We'll put the link below so you can grab that coupon code and go jump in. If that sings to you, of course, right? Like, that might not be your thing. Working with me or working in this territory in these ways might not be your thing. But if it is, wanted to make this accessible. Always want to make stuff available where we can and how we can. So that's just an offer that's there. All right. I won't talk much more. I think I gave you enough little extra here because y'all know I love talking a little extra up front in the podcasts that are in the audio version. So just so grateful to be here with you. Super appreciate our community and everything that you guys are bringing into Rewilding. Stuff's changing. It's changing in a big way for us. And I see what y'all are doing. Like, you're sharing things, you're commenting on things. You're kind of blowing up Rewilding in a way. And I'm really grateful for it. I'm just really, really grateful for, I don't know, the ways that you're all helping us to, I don't know, follow our truest path, you know, our greatest expression of Rewilding. And I see so many of you just leaving comments, reviews on the podcast, YouTube comments, sharing stuff, I don't know, like on your profiles and in social media. I just really see you all, and I'm really fucking grateful. Yeah, it's a wild, wonderful time to be alive and evolving together. And there's a thing, I'll share this as my last little note. There's this thing that someone shared. It was, you know, I was sharing like some, I don't know, intimate personal thing. I think it was the last podcast actually about my partner, right? It was that Women's Wisdom Mystery School. It was a Women's Wisdom Circle. And I was just sharing really deeply and vulnerably and rawly about relationship. And she was like, Sabrina, it's so fucking good to see, you know, your messiness, your humanity. And it's so fucking beautiful and so relatable. And it just brought me to this place of like, we're all just walking each other home, you know, like we're all just walking each other home. And so from that place, I invite you to dive into this episode and just feel into, you know, we're just all walking each other home when we get to do this together. All right, that's enough. So much love to you. Enjoy the episode. Super new moon in Pisces on March 10th. Let's talk about some overall themes just to get us started before we dive deep into how on earth are we going to work with the insanity of this new moon, this eclipse season, this Uranus square Mars, this Hygieia. Hygieia is conjunct this new moon. This is beautiful. Okay, let's talk about some of the themes. One is, I don't want to say this one first, but I'm going to anyways. Everyone hates this word, but I don't give a shit because it's the best word to really talk about this energy, healing. It's not going to be fun, some of this stuff. It's healing. It's going to be healing. This is a healing eclipse portal. We have Chiron on the North Node. Nodes of fate are what have to do with eclipse season. That's destiny. We are destined to heal some shit right now. That's just what's true. And if we can get on board with that, and healing doesn't mean, you know, you don't have to think of like the negative connotations around healing. You can think more of like transformation, change. I'm healing old thought patterns. But healing is the key word because it's Hygieia conjunct this new moon, right? Hygieia, Kundalini, goddess of miraculous healing. It's healing, it's health, but it's also the health of our psyche. We want to go way beyond just physical health, and we want to think of the health of our psyche, the health of our energetics, the health of our spirit, the health of our environment, the health of all of the different things around ourselves. And Chiron is also going to be pointing to the fact of like, here's a wound that you've got to look at so that you can evolve into your next greatest self. He's really all about your greatest expression. So all of this, it's going to be crunchy as fuck though. Like, let's be super honest about it. I'm sorry I'm swearing, but every time I do a podcast video on new moon or full moon, know that like the way that I do it is I kind of embody that energetic. It's pretty fucking intense to do it, but that's just how I've always worked with the archetypes, is that the archetypes, as above, so below, as within, so without. And so the way that you hear me talking, and the way that you feel my energy, that's kind of what this moon is like. I know that sounds totally fucking crazy, but that's how it works for me. And so if you're like, well, Sabrina, like you're talking really fast, this is a little bit fiery, like why the fuck are you swearing all the time? It's because that's the energetics of this new moon, this whole new moon cycle. There's a couple reasons for that. One is the day that this new moon happens is the day that Mercury goes into Aries. That's the mind, that's communication. So like the filter and the languaging and where I'm talking from is a very Mars place. Aries, Mars, Mars, square Uranus. This is like a Mars moon. I know it's in Pisces, so it's super fucked up, right? It's crazy because Pisces is like gentle. Pisces is empathic. Pisces is sensitive. Pisces is spiritual, right? That's Pisces. Pisces has no boundaries. But now we've got this god of war, like fucking fired up, squaring Uranus. It's like, I want disruption and I want to take action and I want to move fucking forward. Meanwhile, we have watery boundaries. We're a little bit delusional. We maybe not have a heart. We might have a hard time telling reality, like this physical reality, like right now, right here, from let's say like a past life experience, right? We may have, I know for me, I'm really good at spidey sensing into things, right? Like I can sense into someone's emotions or I can sense into someone's thoughts, but right now it's like off tap. Like I'm just wrong right now. And so feel into for yourself around this new moon and just feel into the ways that you're normally intuitive or you're normally empathic or you're normally like reading the energy or reading a person, or some of us are future projectors. Like we can read the future. We can kind of project into the future. Like, well, if I make this decision, this is, you know, kind of what will unfold, and we can kind of feel into it. That might be off tap too. So that's kind of the warning red flag. I'll talk more about that toward, who knows where we'll get to it, but a little bit later on in the conversation, we'll talk more about that. That's a really, really important piece around Pisces season. We're in Pisces, right? So it's the Sun, it's Mercury, it's Saturn, and it's Neptune. Neptune is a big player at the moment. This new moon is conjunct Neptune. This new moon sits between Saturn and Neptune. This is interesting. So I definitely want to talk a lot about that. It's going to flavor this whole cycle. It's going to flavor this whole new moon cycle. So from now, the 10th, into April 8th, that's our next new moon. And by the way, that's a really wild one. Like, it's wild now. It's going to keep building as we get into eclipse season more and more and more. Okay, so let's feel into, I think now that's a little bit of a fun overview. Here's another little bit of the overview before I dive into like the deeper stuff, how to work with this, you know, reflective questions and different practices and the good, the bad, and the ugly around this new moon and this whole cycle. It's like life's cheat sheet. So if you're new to this, just know that I do this, I started doing this for myself, for my business, and for my team. You know, it was like, here, let's just take a pulse. Like, let's take a pulse on what's going on so we can make the best decisions, right? And so I can work with the energy instead of being bowled over by it, right? And so that's the whole point of this, is just kind of sharing it with you all so that it helps you and you can kind of get in the stream, you know, like the wind behind your back, the wind at your back, the sun at your face. So that's the whole point of this. But before we dive a little bit deeper in, I also want to say the feminine is loud, like she's loud. So we've got Kali in the mix. We have Medusa in the mix. We have Lilith in the mix. And we weirdly have Lilith's counterpart, Priapus. Probably, maybe you've heard about him in astrology, but he's literally the opposite. So Black Moon Lilith is calculated based on a moon, based on our moon. So it's a point calculated opposite that point, right? That's calculated based on our moon and the earth and all this blah, blah, blah stuff is Priapus. Very fucking interesting, right? So think about Lilith, right? Wild fucking woman, very sexual, like sexual deviant, right? Dark goddess. Think about her counterpart, wild fucking masculine, dark masculine, sexual deviant counterpart, the masculine. That's crazy to me. That's conjunct this moon. That's conjunct this new moon. Conjunct this new moon in Pisces. Conjunct this new moon in Pisces. In Pisces, right? Like in Pisces, where we have a hard time telling what's real and what's not. Like, what is a true desire? What is not a true desire? What's a projection? What's someone projecting onto us? What are we projecting onto other people? Whose is what? What's is whose? Like, what's a, hoo la la. This is wild. And so with Priapus being conjunct this new moon in Pisces, we have Lilith opposite. So also, let me just look over here. Lilith opposite. I wouldn't really call. I was just looking to see if there's another asteroid, Juno, who's in the mix. But they're like 4 degrees apart, so I'm not gonna like throw her into the mix too much. But we have square this moon. So just talking more feminine archetypes. Square this moon. We have Medusa. We have Medusa, who's conjunct Vesta. Medusa's a dark goddess, right? Like she's the Gorgon snake figure. I mean, underneath she's like pure love and she can turn toxins into, and rage. She can turn like toxins and rage into absolute grace and love. That's part of like the Hygieia Medusa myth is that's where Hygieia comes into play. She takes Medusa's toxic poisonous blood where she literally turns you into stone if you look at her, right? Like, I don't want you to look at me. I will turn you into fucking stone. That's a deep, dark aspect of the feminine. But once you get under like the wounding and the toxicity of that deep, dark aspect of the feminine, you hit just pure like mystical love. And sexuality, like sacred sexuality, and a lot of fucking magic. Medusa holds a lot of fucking magic, but most people will never access her magic because all they tap into is the toxicity, like that toxicity of Medusa. Okay, so she's square Priapus. Again, think about this, the male counterpart. There's a lot of magic in there, but most people will never access Priapus's magic because they will only tap into the toxicity. They will only tap into masculine toxicity and distorted sexuality. Isn't that wild? Isn't that wild? That's fucking wild. That's wild that all of these, I just wanted to see if there was another, there was something else to mention around another archetypal energy. It's Kali, but she's in the mix in a way that is supportive. So these are squares, like this is an opposition and a square, which is, squares are beautiful because it like tightens the screws on us, right? So the feminine is like, she's like tightening the screws. She's just like, I'm going to add heat to this. I'm going to add more emotion to this. I'm going to add more life force. I'm going to add more juice. That's the feminine, right? I'm going to add more of this to the mix. It's not only going to be like Mars warrior rage. It's going to be like deep feminine rage as well. But here's the great part is we can work with it as sacred rage for change. We can work with it as like a gift, as just raw, pure love force. And it's incredibly powerful, right? When it's heart aligned, when it's soul aligned, when it's in like the highest good of the all of everything. And that's what's on offer. So yes, it's intense. Yes, there's a lot of transformation going on, a lot of evolution. Like we are going to get thrown into the new in ways that we could have never seen coming. But if we can go willingly, consciously, eyes open in a letting go, turning it over to state like, okay, cool. There's a higher way here. There's a more aligned way. There's a more alive way. There's a more soul aligned. All of this, by the way, because we're in eclipse season. So yeah, I'm talking intense, like toxicity, healing, masculine wounding, feminine wounding, what's hidden, what's repressed, what's oppressed around power. We want to think it's all around power. It's opening us up to more of our power, more of our power. I just had this wild experience around opening up to more sexual energy. I've done a ton of work around sexual energy, right? Like tons, decades of work around sexual energy. And in this beautiful portal of potential and empowerment. So think of this as a portal of potential and empowerment. And it might come via ways of ripping the Band-Aid off. It might come via ways of like a lightning bolt to the face wake-up call. A thing that you've, you know, like not wanted to see about yourself or about the world around you, your relationship, your career, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's going to be loud. It's going to be loud. And weirdly, in this it getting loud, is it's so watery. It's so watery and it's good, which is good because part of it, it like dissolves the solidity. It dissolves, you know, where we're like solid boxed into something. It's like that's been dissolved where we solidly are identifying ourselves as this is who I am. And it's kind of beautifully being dissolved for us. Like, no, you're much more than that. So these are some of the like ways of working with it. And if it helps, right, to take notes, to come back and listen to this again. I know some people listen to these reports like 3 or 4 times, and each time you hear something different and you listen to it through a different lens. So one is like, listen to it through a lens of what am I really drawn to deepen into? Then listen to it through a lens of like, wow, what is this invoking in me? Because we're talking about all these different archetypes. All of these archetypes live in you. Priapus lives in you, probably for most of us. We want to like keep him in the basement. Same with Lilith. Probably for most of us, we want to keep her in the basement, right? Depending on your journey and depending on where you're at. I mean, shoot, you might have like the most healthy expression of Priapus, right? It might be like this gloriously, divinely aligned, heart open, not distorted expression of Lilith or of Priapus. Hell yeah. But most of us haven't done that kind of work. We haven't done that kind of work around our sexual energy and allowing our sexual energy to be so full, so free, so true, and so pure. So to me, this new moon cycle, it's a lot about sexual energy. It's a lot about sexual energy. Yeah, and some of us might really not want to hear that, but it's like mystical. It's like mystical sexual energy. So Hygieia, Kundalini, goddess of miraculous healing and awakening, conjunct this new moon, that's mystical. That's the sacred. She's bringing in the sacred. Like, let me bring in the sacred to this. You know, she's like, Priapus, let me clean you up, Priapus. You know, she's like sacred prostitute coming in. And she's like, all right, there is a high level expression of masculine sexuality. And that right there, I bet you has just triggered. It's a triggery moon. This is a triggery time. Eclipses are triggery. They're shadowy. They're triggery. But they're all about your soul's evolution. They're all about your soul's evolution. All about your soul's evolution. So here's some themes that you want to dive into for this month, this new moon. One is sexuality. Really and truly take a look at your sexuality and get really, really real about it. Like really, really real about it. Be so honest. Be so honest with yourself. I'm not asking you to be honest with other people, but I'm asking you to be honest with yourself. It will take you so, 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 so far. If you were going to feel into sexual healing for yourself right now, what would that look like? What is that? How can you support your own sexual healing and your own sexual awakening? And you're not doing it so that you can have a better love life. Yeah, that'll be a repercussion of that. But you're doing sexual healing so that you can access more of your life force, more of your radiance, more of your passion, more of your purpose, more of your aliveness. Sexuality is about creativity. It's about aliveness. It's about life force. It's about your capacity to even like connect with other people and with life itself, right? And so if you were to feel into sexual energy as something way beyond just, I don't know, like pleasure and, you know, like rubbing up against somebody, what does that open up for you, right? This is like redefining sexual energy. I'm telling you, with Priapus conjunct, this new moon, and Lilith opposing, like, this is crazy. It's crazy. And with Hygieia right there in the mix, conjunct this new moon, it's stunning. It's beautiful. We don't get an opportunity like this all the time. And with Chiron on the North Node, you've literally got like the medicine man. You've got the shaman medicine man, like and he's a healer. He's a high voltage, high level healer, but very body-based, like very earthy, very grounded, very body-based kind of a healer. And so it's like, well, let's heal within self so that I can access more of, and let's not even call it sexual energy, so that you can access more of your life force, more of your passion, your purpose, your power, all of those things, right? This leads to us all being, more able to penetrate the world. Can you feel that? It's like I'm actually then able to create more in the world. I'm able to make more happen. I'm able to move mountains in a different way in the world because I'm able to penetrate the world more. I'm able to bring more juice to something. I'm able to bring more life force to something. I'm able to bring more aliveness to something. And so our capacity to create our lives, our capacity to alchemize things, our capacity to move mountains, our capacity to magnetize something in, our capacity to manifest, right? Like all those words around manifesting and create your life and become the co-creator of, you know, magic and become the alchemist and all of that stuff. It's essential. It's essential. This energy is essential to realizing our highest potentials. Isn't that crazy? That's crazy and beautiful, and it's obvious, right? Like it's also obvious because it's linked. Our sexual energy is linked. It's a sacred power. It's a sacred power within ourselves, and it's linked to fertility. It's linked to creativity. So if you just think about it in terms of like like a myth, right? Like a myth. It's like my capacity to create is of course very, very interconnected to the amount of sexual energy that moves through me, the amount of fertility that moves through me, my capacity to manifest something, my capacity. I see all of these comments every time I do a video on feminine magnetism, feminine allurement, like, oh my God, give me the fucking secrets. Okay, access your sexual energy, clean it up. Clean it up so that you come into like the highest relationship you can with it, right? Like coming into this gloriously high level sacred relationship with your sexual energy. High, so we don't misuse it. We're not afraid of it. We don't distrust it. We don't misuse it. Like we actually access the magic and the sacredness of sexual energy. And then we become powerful manifestors. We become powerful magnetizers. We become powerful. We become incredibly powerful in the world. We literally move physical objects. But we have to have access to that force within ourselves, because it's way beyond just pleasure. It's way beyond just pleasure. Like, pleasure's involved with it, I think. I don't know. This is... I don't know if I really think this. This is just a fun way of looking at things. But, like, pleasure being really involved with this, because it was just, like, God, Goddess, the divine, like, giving us, like a signpost of, like, hey, I'm going to make this super pleasurable for you, so you kind of put some focus on it. Like, I'm gonna make this really pleasurable. It's like a sign pointing like this way to your empowerment. Hey, this way, keep focusing on sexuality. And it feels so fulfilling to us. And so, like, you know, we're so fucking focused on like relationship and intimacy and sexuality and pleasure and orgasm and da 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 da. Like, we're so focused on it. It's like, yeah, because it's a clue. But it's the clue to keep going, right? Like, here, through this doorway and keep going. Keep going. It's interesting. This is a very, very interesting moon cycle. It's a very interesting way to walk into this eclipse. Very interesting. Like, this is the new moon that sets off the eclipse, right? This new moon goes into the full moon, which is the eclipse on the 25th, which goes into the next new moon, which is the next eclipse on April 8th. Eclipse season. Again, think about what's being eclipsed in, what's being eclipsed out. Eclipse season. Think about your highest path forward. Destiny. Eclipse season. Think about your ultimate empowerment, your soul's greatest expression of itself in this life. Your soul gifts being awoken and brought into this life. It's really like you're taking all of the things from all of the past lives, the wisdom, the gifts, the soul essence of you. You literally like pull it in from the south node. So it's south node, north node, right? This is the true north line. That's what eclipses are all about. North node, Chiron's on the north node right now. Shiva's on the south node right now, which is great. It's beautiful. It's beautiful to have Shiva on the south node. It's like bringing consciousness to it, you know, like high level divine masculine consciousness. Right? Coming to the south node. Here, let me show you your soul gifts. Let me show you the karma that's blocking you from your fullness. Let me show you the wisdom that has yet to be unlocked in your south node. Right? And once you unlock that, I'm telling you, there's so much wisdom here. Like, and when you start to unlock that wisdom there that's in the south node, it's like, you know what you know, but you don't know how you know it. This is for all of us. Like, you just know how to put your hands on someone and heal them. You've never really been taught that. Or you just know how to, like, work a room, you know? Like, let's say you're a public speaker or something, and you just know. Like, you haven't learned NLP, or you haven't been taught how to do these. You just know what you know, but you don't know how you know it. Like, or you're just this enormously amazing mother or father, but you don't know how you know it. That's what gets unlocked in South Node. That's what gets unlocked in South Node. So this is a time, right, where it's unlocking, well, one, our karmas and our fear and our pain from past life territory, South Node territory. It can also be family, ancestral. So in the South Node, it's not just past life. It's also like karmic knots that come from the ancestral lineages, right? It's just like all the old gooey stuff that goes beyond just our experiences in this life. It can also bring us to like, I'm not going to go down that track because I will end up talking for another like 35 minutes just on what this territory can contain and does contain, and we can access it. But the whole point of me bringing this up right now is that this is the eclipse season, and we're walking into this territory of like all of the everything aligning to get you to open up to more of your soul gifts, more of your soul potentials, more of your truest alignment, and it's going to come in a crunchy way. It's good because it's like, it's like, and time is now, right? That's how it is. Like, and it's go time. And time is now. Every planet is direct until the first, which interestingly enough, Mercury goes retrograde on April 1st in the midst of this eclipse cycle in the fucking sign of Aries. Mercury is going retrograde in Aries. This is like warrior. This is all about self. This is where the North Node is right now, is in Aries, which is about self. It's time. It serves to be selfish. It serves to be selfish. Let me say it one more time, and then I'll explain what the fuck I'm talking about, because some of you are like, what are you talking about, Sabrina? It serves to be selfish. North Node is in Aries. That is pointing to your greatest gifts will only be expressed when you become so true to self. When you become so individualized, that is when your greatest gifts to humanity, your greatest gifts, which is a very selfless act, your greatest purpose, your greatest expression of self, can only come when you really, 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 really own who you are as an individual and what it is that you came here to do as an individual. Isn't that great? Some of us are really going to struggle with that, especially given that we're in Pisces season and we don't know who we are. So Pisces is, we are all one. We are all one. So again, we have Sun, this new moon cycle. Don't worry, we're shifting out of Pisces into Aries, and that's when it's going to get wilder in a different way. But let's come back to this new moon. So that's kind of just like foreshadowing where we're headed to, right? Where we're headed to when we get into Aries season coming soon. Mercury is going to point to that. He's going to start to point to it. So Mercury is the mind. So we're going to start to get to think about what's coming in Aries season. Because he goes into Aries first and he's going in on this new moon. So it's like we're getting glimpses of this real individualized nature, like real, like, how can I get selfish so that I can ultimately be so selfless? Because I'm in my own greatest expression. I'm in my own greatest gifts. I'm in my own greatest service to everyone because it's so true to myself. It's tricky, isn't it? It's a little bit tricky. All right, so let's come back to this new moon and let's talk about, I'm sorry that this is so layered. It's so layered and it's so wild. And I want to be able to give us like, I want to be able to give us something we can sink our teeth into, but it's fucking Pisces season. There is nothing you're going to be able to sink your teeth into. Doesn't that sucks. But think about it like this. It's the point of it. It's the point of it is that we don't get to sink our teeth into something because right now we're dissolving. We're dissolving the boundaries. We're dissolving the borders. We're dissolving who we thought we were. We're dissolving what we thought we were here to do. We're dissolving old wounds. We're dissolving what we think is ours versus what we think is someone else's. It's all being dissolved. And so if there's something that I can share around how to support ourselves and under this Pisces super new moon, right? That's conjunct fucking Neptune and Priapus and Hygieia walking into a damn eclipse season with Mars square Uranus, right? It's like, keep turning it over to higher self. I know, the spring of fucking lame ass practice, man. I hear you, but it's very, very spiritual. Pisces is, it's the spiritual sign. It's the sign of the mystic. So if there's anything that we can do right now, it's keep turning it over to in my highest good, in my highest good, in my highest good, in my highest good. Maybe I don't need to know right now, but let me act from my highest good. Let me act in accordance with my highest good. Let me create a life in accordance with my highest good. Let me have this conversation with my partner in accordance to my highest good. Because when it's truly in your highest good, it's in the highest good of the all of everything. It's just that we don't often access what's truly in our highest good. Like highest good, when I say highest good, that's like soul self. That's like spirit self. That's higher self, highest self. And so those are really powerful and very helpful practices is to go to like, okay, highest self, highest self, highest self, highest self. right? And holding that intention and just really honoring the fact that it is a very evolutionary time. We are in the new, right? We are in the new. We're still kind of holding on to old ways. Some of us, maybe you're not feeling that. That's cool. Again, as I always say, if something doesn't resonate in this conversation, chuck it in the fucking bucket, right? Like chuck it in the fucking bucket. Maybe it will make sense at some point. Maybe it won't. That's great. It's beautiful. Take what resonates and leave the rest. But for some of us, I know for myself included, it's like, wow, the way that I would spidey sense into things is changing. It's like new wiring is coming online, new ways of doing things coming online, new ways of creating in the moment. I know for me, like I've been working with creation energy a lot, and new ways of creating new. It's wild, but it's taking a lot of letting go. It's taking a lot of like letting the dissolving happen. Neptune dissolves, Pisces dissolves. It's like letting the old wiring dissolve, letting my old ways dissolve, because I know that there's a newer and truer, higher, more aligned, more soulful, more spirit. I don't know, like spiritual sounds fucking lame. Do you hear this? So the way that I'm talking right now is literally like Mars square Uranus battling Pisces. Mars square Uranus battling Pisces, and that's how it's going to feel. And Saturn is in Pisces, and so there's this piece around Saturn because Saturn's discipline. Saturn's discipline. Saturn wants structures. Saturn wants boundaries, but he's stuck in Pisces. He's been in Pisces for a while. He's stuck in Pisces, right? He's just there. And so where we could have leaned into Saturn, right, in his grace-filled positive aspects, we could have leaned into him and gone, okay, I need some structure. I need some solid footing. I need some foundations. I need some discipline to move forward. He's all Pisces'd out, right? He's all watery fucking boundaries, but he's trying. And it was beautiful because we just had Sun conjunct Saturn conjunct Mercury that was happening, right? And so that gave him extra fucking juice. Like, thank God that there is some Saturn energy going on. And so if there's something that I can invite you to lean into also around this is discipline. I know some of you really hate that, but it's going to help. It's really, really going to help. So whatever that means for you, like the discipline for me, one of the disciplines is my discipline to keep turning my attention and my consciousness to the highest path forward, right? That's my discipline, because there's a lot of, because the veils are so thin, right? And like this world, other world, like all of it's melding together. And like, I'm sensing other people's thoughts much more. And like psyches are just, it's like all psyches and the collective consciousness is just like a fucking shit storm in my world. Because I am normally very empathic and very intuitive and very psychically sensitive. This is like on crack at the moment. And so that might be something for you to feel into, because you might be feeling some of that too. How do you support yourself in that? What do you need? Do you need more alone time? Do you need nature time? I just spent a week in the desert, right? Because that's what I needed. I needed the psychic space. It was really and truly for me. I was like, I need the psychic space. I need nothing in my psyche. Like I saw no humans for days. It was me and my dog, right? Which takes me into like animal, embodied, grounded, you know, like anyways. Feel into that for yourself, because this could lead to psychic overwhelm. It could lead to energetic overwhelm very easily. So just feel into what helps you to keep your psyche. It's like psychic hygiene, really important, psychic hygiene. And so maybe the discipline piece is like the discipline to do things that support your psychic hygiene. The discipline, every day, I'm going to cleanse my aura, right? Just, you know, you just energetically, every day, I'm going to feel into the thought forms that are surrounding me, the collective consciousness that's surrounding me, other people's projections onto me or thought forms onto me. I'm just going to feel into my psychic space, and I'm just going to give it like a good little cleaning, right? Like, psh, 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 good little cleaning. If you want to, let me feel, did I... I'll talk more about that in a little bit. So discipline can be very, very helpful at this point. Also the discipline for where we're taking this Mars Uranus square, this action. Like, so another practice that I'm really leaning into at the moment is this discipline to be super clear about decisions and actions that serve the greatest good right now, right? Like disciplines and actions, because it's like there's so much noise, and Mars can be very reactionary with Uranus, who's just like, and now, right? Like now, out of left field, suddenly lightning bolt, change, disruption, and now. And Mars like, fuck it, let's just like run it over. Let's run this over, like whatever, don't. He just wants to go. And he might not care, this is an archetypal energy in self, he might not care where the direction is coming from. So that's the warning sign around Mars here. He might not care how deeply that directive is coming. And so that's the discipline. That's the discipline. Like, awesome to have this passionate warrior alive and fucking well with a lightning bolt of Uranus up his ass, right? And like the electricity and juice of Uranus to just make a lot of stuff move really quickly and a lot of change happen really quickly. Awesome. But the trick here is to go to a place that's as true, as high level, aligned with highest self as possible. And let Mars have the directive from that place. You want him to be serving your soul, not your ego. You want him to be going to war for your true self, not your false self. You want him to be going to war for, you want him to be a heart warrior, not a reactive, defensive fear warrior, right? You want him to be not a triggered warrior where he's just triggered by his environment and he's just fucking going to war because he's just pissed. Like someone poked at a little wound of his, this is what we got to watch out for. Someone poked at a little wound of his and then he gets all fucking righteous and just goes to war over it. And then expends all the life force, all the energy, all the thought, because we've got Mercury going into Aries. So he's like the voice of Mars right now. He literally has like the Mars megaphone out. He's like, I will speak for Mars, right? Like, okay, great. So we've got that going on. But this is the trick. And it's like, let my warrior be a heart-aligned, spiritually aligned warrior. I want a Shaolin warrior. I want a clean, pure, high-level, high-voltage warrior who's going to battle for my truest self, who's going to battle for my greatest expression in life. Bring it back to the eclipses. Bring it back to that North Node in Aries. It's about self. It's about self, like being selfish so we can be selfless and we can bring our greatest gifts to the world. Like, get out of your own fucking way. Bring your goddamn gifts to the world. But sometimes to get out of your own way, you've got to get in your own self, right? To then access the wisdom, access the gifts, access the truth. Like, true north. My greatest expression in this life, what the fuck is it? Ask yourself that. My greatest expression is like, what the fuck is it? And then get Mars behind that. Because Mars wants to get behind that. But if you're feeding him surface level triggery crap, he's going to go blowing people up for that. He's going to go blowing up your world for that. I mean, you could create a whole lot of crazy chaos, a whole lot of crazy stuff that you don't need to be creating, right? The other thing is bring it back to self. Like, I want, even though we're in this Pisces, very watery, all is one, hard to have boundaries, but it's like when we get triggered, because we've got Chiron on the North Node, we've got Hygieia conjunct this new moon, it's about healing of self. It's about evolution of self, coming into next highest, most healed, most alive, most awake self, right? And so when we're in a triggered, know your markers, know what it feels like when you're triggered, know what it feels like when you're being reactive, know what it feels like when, this is a big one, you ready for this one? Because this is going to be the next 2 months. Know what it feels like when your reaction to the present moment does not match the present moment. Let me say that one more time. your reaction to the present moment does not match the present moment. You're bringing up South Node stuff with you. You're bringing up Chironic wounding with you. You're bringing up more. This present moment situation is triggering something much deeper, much bigger held in your unconscious. Right? So let's say you have a little bit of a, let's make it sexual because this is a sexual moon cycle. So let's say you're in a relationship and you have a reaction to something that your partner does all of the time, right? Your partner does this thing all of the time, but for whatever reason, this just sets you off, right? You think, oh my God, I've been used or I've been misused or I'm being taken, I don't know, whatever it is, right? Like, it just sets you off. And then bring it back to yourself and go like, all right, is this about this current moment? Is this about this current moment? And it's like, you know what? No, my partner does that all the time. Okay, well, maybe it's that now it's time to clean that up. You know, maybe it's like now it's time for that to be different, or and maybe it's both and. So it could be like, yeah, that it's time for that to evolve because that's just a lower level expression of sexuality. You guys are just moving to a new place. So maybe that, and it's pointing to something within, like an old belief system that you didn't know was sitting there. And we get to now heal it. We get to go there. We get to bring consciousness to it. Y'all, this is so powerful, what's on offer right now. It's so powerful, but we've got to have the tools. And I know a lot of you have a lot of tools in your tool chest. We've got to have the tools to be going into this like South Node territory, this Chiron territory, these parts of self, these aspects of self, these soul points. South Node is a soul point. North Node is a soul point. The more work we do right now around healing, around excavating, around unearthing, around giving air to the like deeper, crunchier old thought patterns, past life blocks, old wounds from ancestral lineages that we absorb, the more that we can bring grace and light to those places, the much further we will get propelled down our true north line, right? Because that opens up that wisdom underneath there, right? That South Node, there's wisdom, there's gifts under there. You've got soul gifts, you've got soul magic, you don't even know it's there, but it's being locked up by all of this like crunchy karmic gooey stuff. So just go work the crunchy karmic gooey stuff. If you don't know how to do that, join Rewilding membership. We just did that this month. There's a really cool offer, $14 for the first month, right? Go and do the March workshop. We work with Chiron and we work with South Node. We bring that consciousness and we bring that light there. I'm not saying that you have to come and work with Rewilding. I'm just saying that's a way, and it's a very inexpensive way to have all access for an entire month for $14, right? There's 8 hours, I think, 8 hours of workshops in there outside of that 2-hour Chiron South Node exploration. So that's just a way, because I know I get lots of questions like, well, great, Sabrina, I'm glad you're pointing to all of this. Like, where the f- do I go do this? There you go. But you may also have your own ways of working in South Node territory, working in Chiron territory, right? Working in shadow territory. And if you do, awesome. Now is a really, really good, powerful time because, let me feel. Because I want to get this right. With Hygieia on this new moon, Kundalini, goddess of miraculous healing, Kundalini goddess of miraculous healing and awakening. There are just ways where we can tap into the wisdom of the goddess. That's Hygieia. We can tap into the wisdom of the goddess, and it's like, whew, and it's gone. And you're like, wait a second. I've been carrying that around for 44 years. And just like, that's how old I am, by the way. I'm saying that for myself. It's like, and this happened to me the other day, that sexual thing that I was talking about, like, wow, opened up to like releasing more of my own sexual energy that I had it locked down because of some karmic goo, right? And so went and worked with that karmic goo, and it was like a Kundalini Hygieia of miraculous fucking healing. Seriously, I was like, oh my God, I cannot believe, I'm literally telling this to my partner, like, I cannot believe we just work through that. Like, I feel free. I feel free. I feel free. I feel like we're on the other side of that. That is amazing to me. I cannot believe that just fucking happened. I cannot, like, that I was assuming, and I've looked at this stuff for a long time. I was assuming that was going to take me weeks, months, all of eclipse season. I would be working with that. And who knows, maybe there's another level to it or another layer, but the amount of like healing, transformation, alchemy that happened in that moment to just like release the karmic goo and then whoosh. It was like this level, this new, I don't even know what to do with this new level of energy that moves through me. This new level of aliveness, of life force, of sexual potency, but not for sexual like pleasure and sexual expression, but it's like for creation, for like living life, for like making fucking magic happen, right? Like, I don't know how to work with this, but I'm excited to find out. And so that is partially why it's so powerful. Work in these realms, like get in there and fucking do it. And if you don't have a way to do it, try Bones out, try membership out. It's $14. If you don't like it, great. Who cares? $14. It's like three coffees at fucking Starbucks, right? Like, it's not a big deal. And great if you don't like it, but at least you've given yourself an opportunity to walk into this territory. And sometimes it's tough. Like, my partner had to guide me through that territory. I couldn't guide myself into that. I needed a psychopomp. I like that word, psychopomp. Like, you need someone holding the flashlight and pointing to the place that you can't get to, the place that you can't access, the place that you can't see. And if we don't have those people in our lives, right, to find them, whoever they are for you. If it's not me, if it's not rewilding, find the people. Find the people. Give it a shot. Give it a try. It's just so worth it. It's so worth it. Chiron on the North Node, he's there this whole eclipse season. He's there the whole eclipse season, right? Medusa being square Hygieia right now, I mean, that's just magical healing of the toxicity. Kali in the mix, that's sacred grace. That's sacred grace. That's fierce grace. That's radical revolution. It's fierce grace, but she's in a positive aspect to it, right? It's stunning. Lilith, Priapus, what the ever-loving, conjunct the moon, Priapus, Lilith opposing the moon. Like, there's just so much on offer, and I know I'm getting fired up, but again, this is like the energetics of this new moon. It's multi-layered. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of healing potential. There's a lot of awakening potential. It's going to be a little rough, though. It's going to be a little rough, so don't expect this to just be like sitting on your yoga mat and like, om, ah. No, because this is about, you want to know what this is about? It's about embodied enlightenment. It's about embodied enlightenment. It's about bringing your soul essence, your spiritual essence down and through you, not transcending this body and this life and this world to experience bliss. It's about experiencing bliss and joy and aliveness and perfection in the body through life itself, so that the whole of everything, you realize, you awaken to the fact that the whole of everything is a fucking divine expression. It ain't like waiting for heaven when I die. It's like, actually, heaven is right fucking here. I just haven't been able to see it. I haven't been able to align to it. I haven't been able, I am not consciously awake to that, but it's all right here. It's all happening and it's all crazy fucking perfect. The whole goddamn thing. And I can tap into that and I can live from that place. I can live from the place that shit is perfect all of the time and that nothing hurts anymore. Nothing hurts anymore. It's not that we don't cry. It's not that we don't get rageful. It's not that we don't have the whole spectrum of emotions, but it's that it's perfect. It's perfect. It's that it's divine. It's perfect. And that's, and this takes high level thinking. This takes high level thinking. It is literally the experience of everything. Everything is an expression of the divine. Everything is an expression of the divine. So I do not have this judgment around what is good, what is bad, what is divine, what is not. I live in the place, right? So you experience, the emotion of grief as, and this is perfect too. Y'all, that's freedom. We talk about wanting this spiritual freedom, but spiritual freedom in the body, in life, in our expression of the moment, in our creations, in our lovemaking, in our relationships, in our work, in our everything. That's this new world. I fucking hate to say, I don't hate to say it because I fucking love it. I think it's great. Heaven on earth, like, let's bring it in. Let's bring it in. But that's what we're doing. That's new earth. That's new earth. It's not outside of self. It's not outside of our lives. It is ourself and it is our lives. It is ourself and it is our lives. And it's divinity and it's right here, right? It's bliss, it's joy, it's perfection, and it's right here. It's right here. And all of this that's happening right now is helping us to get there. But it's hard to get there, especially in the collective soup and the ways that we've been trained and our thought patterns and our absorbed conditioning. It's hard to get there, but we're getting there. And we might be getting kicked in the butt to get there or a lightning bolt to the face to get there, but it's happening. It's happening. All right. Wow. Again, if that doesn't resonate with you, chuck it in the fuck it bucket. All good, right? If there was like one little thing in this conversation that served you and the rest of it, you're like, okay, lady, not exactly how I'm seeing it. I totally respect that. I totally honor that. And just, again, put all the stuff over here that doesn't resonate with you. My aim was for this to serve you in some way, somehow. I'd love to see you in the comments. I'd love to hear, like, what is it that's really lighting you up at this new moon? So that's a good signpost and a good way of being disciplined. What lights you up? What lights you up? What lights you up? And so what lights you up? Like, what stood out for you? What was loud for you in this conversation? I'd love to hear. I'm always in the comments the first 2 days after putting a video out. So yes, you're stuck hearing from me. And then after that, team's always reading things. I'm always perusing through things. So if you watch this a little later, know that I'm there. Like I'm always there. Also, lots of cool stuff happening in the Rewilding Facebook group. Don't know if you're on Facebook or want to be social, but there's always additional resources and free stuff being shared and cool conversations happening there. And final shout out just to join membership this month because we got the $14 promo going on. We got that big monster Chiron South Node workshop. It's already sitting there. It's waiting for you. I recorded that live with the crew on the first. So it's a really, 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 really amazing way to support yourself as we walk into this eclipse season and in this new moon cycle so that you can get the fucking most out of it. All right, that's enough. I love you all, and I will see you when I see you, where I see you, and how I see you.